Okay, let's get started with Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Bey, Tzadi Gimel. Baba Kama, Tzadi Gimel. We are on Tzadi Bey's Amud Bey's. We are in the 17 statements of Rava speaking to Rabba Bar Mari. And let us start with the middle of the wide lines, which is the 12th one or so. Amalei Rava Rabba Bar Mari. As follows, we know Hamilsa continues the Gemara. How do we know? We know Hamilsa Damri Inshi Mitayel VaAzil Dikla Bisha Gabi Kina Desrichi, that the Dikla Bisha, the bad inferior tree, is always in the company with Kina Desrichi, barren trees. Meaning you're affected by your surroundings. Like a number of these statements have had this similar message, that we're affected by our surroundings. Amarle Davar Zeh Kasev BaTorah Vishani Ba. That all of these, this message is given in all three. Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, Vitznan, and Masisin, and we also learn it in a Mishnah, Vitanina, Bebraisa. We also learn it in a Braisa. So, five different places that we know this from. Kasev, Torah, Dechsiv, Vayelech, Esav, El Yishmael. Esav goes to Yishmael, so two similar types of people, they hang out together. Shani, Neviim, Dechsiv, Vayislak, Tu, El Yiftach. Anashim Rekim Vayihu or Vayetsu Imo. Anashim Rekim went to be with Yiftach. We know the Shoftim, they were all great warriors, but some of them had unusual personalities. So Yiftach was one of them. He had the Mafteach for the heart of Klal Yisrael and to bring them back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also, as we know, the end of his story is somewhat ambiguous, what happens with his daughter. But Yiftach, Chazal even used Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro, just to emphasize the greatness, but here it connects him to Anashim Rekim. Umeshulash Bachsuvim Dechsiv, also in Ksuvim, as the Pasuk says, Kal Of Lemino Yishkon, Ubnei Adam Leduma Lo. So all birds go with its type, and people to who they are similar to. Where is this pasuk? So if you look on the side, it says Ben Sira. Ben Sira is not in Ksuvim. Tosis points out, Meshulash Bachsuvim, Kalov Kanaf Limineyu Yishkon, Einze Mikra B'chala Torah. There's no pasuk like that in all of Tanakh. V'shema V'sefer Ben Siru. Maybe Bali Tosis didn't have a Ben Sira. Maybe it's in Ben Sira. Right, and the Chain Salsos from Emeko, Benedivim Toshiveka. So we know Ben Sira is one of the apocryphal books that were left out that the Gemara quotes every so often. The Gemara Sanhedrin discusses Ben Sira and discusses the propriety of studying Ben Sira. You remember the Mishnah, the beginning of Chelek, discusses the Isser of studying Svarim Chitzonim. Someone who studies Svarim Chitzonim, Einlam Chelek Olam Haba. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Amid Beis in Sanhedrin. Tana Besifrei Stukim. That's what is terrible and you have to stay away from. Rav Yosef Amar, Besefer Ben Sira, Nami Asur Lemikre. Also Ben Sira, it is Asur to read, says the Gemara. And Rashi there, Rav Yosef Amar, Af Besefer Ben Sira, Sheyesh Bo Divrei Havai, Uba Alein Lidei Bitul Torah. It has nonsense. It doesn't have kfira, Rashi says. So it has some havai. And then the Gemara goes through what line in Bet Sira is problematic. And it goes through 10 different suggestions, and each one of them is knocked out. No, that's a good message. Oh, that's a good message. Oh, that one already says in the Torah. V'chu l'v'chu. Trying to figure out where there is something in Bet Sira that is problematic. If you look in the Yad Ramah, there in Sanhedrin, on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, the Yad Ramah explains Rav Yosef, there's no heresy there like the others from Chitzonim. Kivan sheyesh bo dvarim shemivien as adam lede bitol shaloli hisha'ein al Hashem aser likros bo. Right, there are things in there that make us feel that maybe we won't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as fully as we should. So that's why there were some Chazals and Rav Yosef that were against it. But the Gemara does quote it often. There is wisdom in Ben Sira that we also learn from. For example, right here, Kalof Lemino Yishkon, that we learn that the Chevra influences. So those are the three Psukim, so to speak. Tznan V'masdi, so where do we learn it in the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Kal Mechubar L'tamei Tamei, Kal Mechubar L'tar Tar. Anything connected to a Tamei Kli becomes Tamei itself. Anything connected to a Tar Kli loses its own status and also becomes tar. V'tanina bebraisa, and finally the last one is in a braisa, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, lo lechinam halach zarzir el eitzel orev. The zarzir, who Rebbe Eliezer holds, is a non-kosher bird. Not for nothing did the zarzir go to the raven. Elam emnei shehu mino, but because it is its type, because they are two peas in a pod, they are similar to each other. Good. Next statement. Amalei Rava L'Rava Bar Mari. You know how Milsa Damri Inshi. Karit L'Chavre V'lo Anach. If you call to your friend that he does not answer, Rami Guda Rava. Shadi Bey. So take a big wall and throw it on him. If you call to your friend, he doesn't answer you. What does that mean? It means like a push him aside. Let's see the pasuk first. Amalei. We know that from Dechsiv. Yad Tiartich. I tried to purify you and you weren't purified. Lo titari od, then you're not going to become tar. The way that the Mefarshim understand this is, if you try to give somebody tochacha, Rashi says, karit l'chavrech lahochicho, v'lo anach, if you try to give tochacha and it didn't answer you, throw the wall on him. What does that mean? You throw the wall on somebody that doesn't? Says the Meiri. It means, if you try to give tochacha to someone and they don't listen, doesn't mean you throw anything. It just means you let them fall. You did your best. There's nothing more that you could do. Says the Meiri. Meiri is always classic on all these types of sugyas, where we have hashkafic, halachic type of messages. The Meiri says, what's the Musar Haskel from it? Mitzvah gedola lahochiach es chaveiro tabit. It's a mitzvah to give tochacha. One of the mitzvahs asay daraisa, parshas kedoshim, ula hashivo miderech rola derech tova. It brings somebody back to the good path. Vim roesh et varav nishchasim. And if we see that his words are not being listened to and he's just continuing in his path, ve'eno ra'ui lekabel tochacha, eino tzarech lahal os atzmo b'davarze. But if you see he's not going to accept it, then forget about it. He doesn't quote it, but like the Gemara says in Meseches Yevamos, on Dav Samachei Amabez, Kishem Shemitzvah Lomar Dover HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Al Adam Shelo Lomar Dover Sheino Nishma. If you know he's not going to listen, then don't say it. And if you try to want that he didn't listen, then don't say it. The Meiri continues. Eino Tzor Lalat Hasma B'Dover Zeh El Yani Chenu V'Yipol Barisho Derech Tzachus Amru. Right, El Melitza. Doesn't mean literally. It says, Kariti, the Bar Amiteich, Veloani, Dachi Guda Ale. Throw the wall on him. Doesn't mean throw the wall on him. No, it doesn't mean that Chas V'Shalom. It just means, let him do what he does. You tried your best. There's nothing more to do. So therefore, you are left. And Gemara says in Arachin that there might not, it's very hard to give Tochacha. So one of those mitzvos that, you know, one has to walk a fine line. You don't want to insult, because there's mevayish b'nei chaver b'rabim, but there's a mitzvah of tochacha. The Gemara says, Amri Ritarfon, Tamahani, im yesh b'dar azeh shemekabo tochacha. First, Rabbi Tarfon says, I don't know if there's anybody in this generation that could accept tochacha. Right, that's maybe where the smack counts as separate mitzvahs asay to accept tochacha. Maybe that's even harder than giving tochacha. But the next line of the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, Tamahani im yesh b'dar azeh sheyodeya lahochiach. Right, I wonder if there's anyone here that can give tochacha. It's fascinating that Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya is the one that's talking here. Arachin Tezayin Amaveis. After the history that he had with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, the story in Brachos Chavzayin, and the insult that he had to bear, and, you know, he wasn't, he makes this comment. I don't know if there's anybody who could get tochacha. The Spock, by the way, is in mitzvah tests, I think, that he says the mitzvah to be makabel tochacha. We mentioned in the past, Rav Aaron Salvation's beautiful thought of tochacha being from the word lahochiach, to prove. What do you prove? Tochacha, the words are connected. Lahochiach something. When you give tochacha, the way of giving tochacha is to prove to somebody that they're better. That they're better than what they're doing. Right? We don't push anybody down, but we bring somebody up. We show them that this is so not fitting for you. You are elevated. You are high. You have more than this to you. Right? And he quotes, this is in Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind. We learn from this that within every person there are two personalities. In every individual there is the ideal personality, aspiring towards that which is sacred, noble, and worthy. And simultaneously, every person is moved by certain animal instincts which lead him or her to sinful acts. The real personality is the one that is motivated by the lofty inclination, the ana, the I. And the other one is the hahu gavra. Often we find, says Rav Aaron, that when the Gemara talks about a negative, and one of the Tanam wants to say they did something wrong, they say ahu gavra. Because ahu gavra is like the Yetzirah, it's not the real them. But the ana inside a person is what's pure and kadosh. And he quotes the last line in Masechta Sota, where Rav Yosef says, Lo tisni anava di'ika ana, Rav Yehuda Hanasi. When Rav Yehuda Hanasi dies, the Mishnah says there was no more anava in the world. Rav Yosef says, no, di'ika ana. What do you mean ana? Right, that's not a statement of humility. So, various answers we've given in the past, but the one Rav Aaron says is that di'ika ana, no, everybody could do it. Everybody could be an anav. There's the anav inside each and every person. That's what we have to realize, that the Mitzvah Tochacha relates to that, and that was, he quotes, Acher's mistake. When when Elisha ben Avuya went around to all the children in the Gemara and Chagiga and heard messages that he's never going to do tshuva, and even the Baskol, Hakol, right, Shuva Banim Shovim, Chutz Mi Acher, Acher is not who Gavra, Acher is not doing tshuva, but the Ana, Elisha ben Avuya, would be able to do tshuva, and that was his mistake. Had he realized that he but needed to expel the stranger from himself, then the real Elisha ben Avuya would have reemerged in true glory as a Baal tshuva. The reason so many Jews feel incapable of tshuva is because they are not aware of their own spiritual strengths. They think that the Acher is the real person, when actually it is only a trespasser. The Torah says, want to correct Jews? We have to show them that, nah, you stink, you're bad, you can't do it, but you're amazing, you're wonderful. This is not befitting you, like Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said a couple of days ago, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, that Sadiyam Abeis on top, Rowan Osam Kiluhim B'nei Chorin, Sheyardu Menechseim Shem B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov. Rabbi Akiva knew, the godless of every individual. So that's related a little bit to Tochacha. Let's continue. Amrale Rava Laraba Barmari Mino Hamil Sadami Inchi. Bira the Shasis Mine Lotishti Bekala. The bar of water that you drank from, don't throw dirt in. Where you got Hana from, don't denigrate. Amrale Dechsev Lotzeseva Domikia Fichahu. Votesai Mitsuki Yerayisa Varzo. Edom and Mitzrayim were not the greatest of friends to Klal Yisrael, but they still did something for us, and therefore we have to have some degree of hakara. Well, Mitzrayim, what they do? They threw our babies into the river. Terrible! But Lo Sasayev Mitzri. After three generations, they were allowed to marry in because Kiger HaYisavar Tzo. We still live there. Even though it was terrible, but we still live there, and therefore Bar Teshashas Minei Lo Tishte Bekala. We should make sure to have Hakaras HaTov. Make sure to know where it came from. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes here, the Shita doesn't quote too many stories, but the Shita Mekubetzes here quotes from the Rimi Gash, that quotes a story from his Rebbe, the Rif. Right, we know the Rimi Gash was the Talmud of the Rif. The Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father, and that's where the Rambam sometimes quotes through the Rif, through his father's Mesorah. But if you look here in the Shita, he quotes a story. First he quotes the message of this statement, Misha Bala Adam Mimenu, Eza Toelas, Onana Mimenu, Ein Roy Lo Laso Shumaisa, Sheyavolo Mehezek Mimenu. Right? Besides not being Matzik anybody, should surely not be Matzik somebody who did something nice to you. And then he quotes from the Rif, Sheiralo Inyan Zem Ishechod, Velo Ratza Ladun Osokla. There was a case, there was a Din Torah in the Rif's community. He didn't want to judge him. Why? Because earlier, Hu Chala Venechnaze Dalo Achar Merchatz. One time the Rif got sick and he used somebody's bathhouse. Shahay the Nishane Meha Merchat Anizgar, and he got Hana from the bathhouse. Acharkach Zimein Oso Sheyeshiv Etzlo, and the man told her if he could stay with him, he must have had a nice house. Ache Yavri until he got healthy. Vekibed Oso Harbe Vaasa Imo Tov Avihivri, and the Rif got better. Ubehemshach Azman Al Haishahu Mata Yado V'Yarmin Chasav. The man lost his money. V'Nishbar Ba'arvonos, and he owed a lot of money. V'Zulasam V'Nischayev Lases Mamon L'Ba'ali Chovos V'Yarad Hashutzach Limkar Amerchaz Anizkar. He had to sell the bathhouse. V'Lashum Oso L'Ba'ali Chovosav, and to estimate it and to give it away to his creditors. V'Yamar Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal, and the Rif was involved in this case. Lo Adun V'Lo O Rebbe Merchaz Hazeh Lo B'Mecher V'Lo B'Shuma V'Lo B'Shum Davar M'Siachibo. I'm not estimating this. I'm not doing anything with this bathhouse. Lafisha Nishanesi Mimenu. I got Ba'ana from it. So I feel something for this bathhouse and for the person, so I'm not going to judge the case. Right, a little shochad. He didn't want to get involved. V'im HaYazeh, and the Shinu Kibetzes continues. V'im HaYazeh B'Domeim She'en Lo Hargasha. And if this is how he felt for an inanimate object, Kol Shekein V'Kal V'Chomer B'nei Adam HaMargishim Behezik U'B'To'eles She'ezeh Shinui Sanui La'asoso, v'ha'oseo yotzei mishuras ha'musar v'derech eretz. The Rimi Gash, in the name of the Rif, quoting that we have to be very careful, but realize the message of this, of the bar, that, bir, the shasas minei, otishte beikal. Good, we continue. Amalei, 5 lines, 6 lines up. Amalei, rabba, l'rabba, ramari, mino, amil, sadamri, inchi, idoles, dura, dalina. If you help me schlep this, I will do it. And if not, Rashi says this means many times people don't want to go into an investment that is risky unless they do it with somebody else. So if we both lose, okay, I can handle that. I can't handle that if only I'm going to lose. But if we both lose, it'll be okay. That's what Rashi says. Mashal hu. She'ein adam rotze likanes b'sakanas hezek mamon v'tachas ol davar el'im kei mishtatev chaver mimenu. Misery loves company. Or even the potential for misery loves company. And therefore, that's what people say. So is that alluded to in any pasuk? So Amar Leh, yeah, the Siv, the pasuk in Shoftim, when Barak does not want to go fight with Devorah, and what does he say to her? Vayomer Eleh Barak, im telchi imi vehalachti, v'im lo telchi imi lo elech. If you come with me, I'll come. If not, not. Good. Amar Leh Rav Elah Rabbi Mari, imin Amar Milsa Darmi Inchi, karavinan zutre legavri, hashtet kashishna ladar deki. When we were young, we were like men. But once we got old, we were like kids. What does that mean? Rashi, one line, Ki avina zutri lagavri k'sheinu k'taneim ayinu chashuvim kagavri. When we were younger, pashtus people treated us very in a chashuv way. But now that we're old, sh'ayinu shvalim kitinokos. We're like little kids. So we'll talk about that in a second. But Hashem, let's just see what the pasuk is. Amar Leh, Meikarek, Siv, originally, when Bnei Yisrael were, so to speak, younger, Hashem went with them. Hashem olech lefneim yomam, ba'amud anan, lanchusam haderach. V'laylo, ba'amud eish lahair lahem. Ula basov ksiv, but afterwards, what happened? Hine anochi sholech malach lefanecha, lishmarcha badarech. Later on, it was the malach. Ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu argued, but we went from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the younger years, so to speak, to the Malach. The Ben Yehoyada says, Ben Yehoyada, take home Ben Yehoyada, that we have to realize. Ben Yehoyada says, what does it mean? When we were young, we were Gavri. When we were old, we were Dardaki. No, it means how we're supposed to view ourselves. When we were young, we were Chashiv. We have to have the attitude when we're young that we're significant. You got to use your time right now. Bizman Shadam Odenu Katan Bishanim, Au Yat Eyu Yitzro Hara, Lomar, Oda Yom Gadol, I have plenty of time, I have a plenty of long life ahead of me, Viatas Samach Bachur Bialdusecha, Vitivcha Libcha Bime Bacharusecha, Viacha Shetigda Bashanim Oz Tasachuva, have fun now, Vitasuk Batar of Mitzvah Slasakina Avar, no, Elayachavatsma Lugodol Bashan, and when you're young, think of yourself as old. Think of yourself as already a mature person that has to take care and be responsible for his actions. Shalom shalom zman latakinbo. Vizeu. Vizkaravinon zutre. Hainu. Hayinu choshvin latzmeinu legabri anashim gedolim bashanim. So we act irresponsibly. Even though once you do that when you get older, you can't think you did everything. You always have to, right, be zayir ad yom moscha. Fahasha dekashishna be'emez roan atzmeinu dardiki. Sha'adayin lo sagalnu Torah u'mitzvos ka'adam katan b'shanim she'en bi'ado klom. When we're old, we have to look at ourselves as young. To always still have that taiva and the thirst and the hunger for Torah, like we said in the last year, also based on the pasuk in Kohelis, to always be hungry. Beautiful. That's a Ben Yehoyada, Davar Nifla. Weiter. Amar Leh, number 17. Last one. Amar Leh Rav Elah Rabbi Bar Mari. Minoha Milsa, Darmi Inchi. Where do we know that which people say? Basar Mari Nichsi, Tzivi Mashach. Or Tzivi Mashuch. After the one who has Nechasim. After the rich guy, if you hang out with people who have money, Tzivi Mashach. Right? It's on the side. See the Mesoras Hashah says Tzivi is Meloshon Shuman. The fat. If you touch something fatty, the fat gets on you. Right? One of the two reasons that you have to wait after fleishix. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Is it because of the meat between your teeth or the shuman that is nidbak in the palate? So here, tzivi is like the shuman. So if I'm near somebody who has nechasim, so it'll rub off a little bit on me. Amar Leh Tichsiv, Agam Lot Haolich Hasavram, Hayatzon Uvakar Va'ahalim. Period. Amar Avchanon. Earlier we spoke about Avram and Sarah and Avimelech, so we're still on the topic of Avram and Sarah. Amar Avchanon, Amoser Din Al Chaveiro, Hunen Ashtchila. If somebody is Moser Din Al Chaveiro, what does that mean? They ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take care of this guy! In a situation where, as we'll see in a second in the Gemara, the person could take him to a Din Torah, in Olam Hazeh, but if somebody instead turns to God, Hamoser din al chaveiro hunen ashtchila. Hashem's going to say, "Oh yeah, you want me to judge this case? Let me look at your life. Let me see if you really deserve hunen ashtchila." Shenema rachmanu litzlan. Vatomer sarai lavram chamasi alecha V'ksiv v'yavo Avram l'spol l'sarav l'iv kosa. V'hani mili disle dina ba'ara. As we just said, this is only if you have another outlet. You have a way to, right? Obviously, davening is never a problem. But if you have a way to take it into a din Torah in the Olam Hazeh, you should not daven to Olam Haba. Right? Where could Sarah have gone? What Bezdin was there? Tosis. Ubi me Sarah haya Bezdin shall shame kayam. Wow. Could have gone to shame. Maybe, right, couldn't have gone to Avraham. Maybe Avraham was Nogeh Bedavar. But he could have gone to shame, and therefore, and it was a Karev. That's why, that's where that applies. What exactly is the reason for this? Says the Shida Mukubetzes. Again, right here, in the name of Rabbeinu Yehonasan. Because if somebody, as we explained, Hamoser din, Kshem She'eno Mismali Rachmim Al Chaveiro, Elanas Alav Achzari, Ankim Baskel Akarish Baruch Levanosov Manisha. You're looking at somebody as din. So too, again, this is not talking about somebody who is torturing someone else and abusing someone else. Avdam Nakadosh Baruch Hu, please, and there's nothing to do. Right? The Gemara says Beferish. It's only where there is another option of taking them to a Din Torah. If not, and it's just a terrible situation, then Davin Nakadosh Baruch Hu. Davin that the situation is removed. Says the Shidim Kubetzas here, talking about the first case, where there is another option. Mutav hayelo lavienali v'nei bezin shalmata, v'yigva mimenu mamon, mishim serenu biaravono, shalo yashalo shorish va'anaf, shfisha mischaber ze im shar avonosav, v'ro'i sheye anesh, hein b'maves, hein b'sherushe, ukeshev achulu, and he continues. So we have to, that's what Rabbeinu Yehonasan. So we have to be very careful in terms of these types of tefillahs. But again, if somebody needs to daven, obviously somebody should daven. The Gemara is not saying not to daven, but if there's another option, so then one should focus on the other option. Says the Meiri, Kalamoser din al chaveiro vehu shetzoeik alav laKadosh Baruch Hu sheyikach nikmaso mimenu al shegzalo, because he stole from me. Hashem, he stole from me. You know, go kill him. Make him drop dead. Take him to the Din Torah, he stole. V'yesh lo dayan ba'ir, shem yodiya lo ha'inyan yaseh lo kfi aroi, v'zem iskavin lanisha b'yoser. And the reason you dive into Hashem is because you want him to get more punished than what he stole from you. Roi hu le'anosh, so he limits it very much. Roi le'anosh t'chila. Then he is roi for the onesh t'chila al avonosav. As we're about to see, he quotes a couple of other Gemaras soon, and then he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Kol shachaveru ne'enash al yado ein machnisen osol b'mechitzosho shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And v'dafki, he says again, v'derech shahaya efshar lo aydei bezdin litom imenu azdino. V'umizkavin la'anisho, hayim lo kivin l'kach, v'nishtalech harasho b'yad pisho ein lo damim klau. There is no problem. We continue, the Gemara has a similar line. Back to the Gemara, Amar b'Yitzchak. Oilo litzoek yoser min hanitzak. Woe to the one who cries in this case, where he shouldn't be crying even more than the nitzak. Tanya mihachi achan etzoek v'achan hanitzak v'mashma el shemamarin litzoek yoser min hanitzak. So that's the, again, the context where the Meiri is talking about, the Gemara is talking about where you want him to get more punished than he should. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak la'olam ati kelas hedyot kala beinecha. The klala of a hedyot shouldn't be kala. Right? We have a similar line elsewhere. The Gemara in Brachas Dav Zayin. The bracha of a hedyot shouldn't be kala when Hashem asks one of the Tanoim for a bracha. And here, the klala of a hedyot shouldn't be kala. Shahari avi melech kilala sara v'nis kayem bizara. Avimelech was Makalel Sarah, and it came true, even though he didn't mean it, in her descendants. Shenemar, hinehu laksu seinayim, he says, this should be for a covering for the eyes for you. This type of clothing that he gave her. Omar la, ho'a v'kasita mimeni, but this is the deeper idea. Since you covered the truth from me, v'lo gilita shu isheich, you didn't tell me that you were his wife, or that he is your husband, v'garamta elai atzar hazeh, yihi ratzon shiyulucha banaik suyeinayim, your children should have covered eyes. And again, this is a hedyot. This is Avimelech, this is a Rasha. And yet, when it's Kayim Bezara, Dechsiva Hiki Zakan, Yitzchak Atechenayim Eros, as we know, Yitzchak Avinu became blind towards the end of his life, and part of that came from Avimelech. The Shoram Tzion HaBalacha here points out that it wasn't totally from Avimelech. We know Rashi Ala Torah quotes two other opinions. He became blind because of the Ketores of Esav, or he became blind because of the tears of the Malachim by the Akedah. But the Shoram Tzion HaBalacha here says, well, maybe without the klala, the other ones wouldn't have had an effect. Because there was this klala, so that's why the others were able to have an effect on Yitzchak's eyes. Okay, either way, putting The other way to say it is just that they're different chazals. Different chazals, you don't have to put all of them together. Amar Rabbi Yavo, la'olam yehi adam min hanirdafin, v'lom min harodfin. Person should always be from those who are run after and not the ones who attack. She'en lecha nirdaf bofos yosir mitarim u'bnei yona. There are no more near Duffim than the doves and the ravens, Bnei Yonah, and the Torah was machshir them, right? They're able to be brought. The two types of birds that can be brought is a tar or a Ben Yonah. Adkan, Divrei Agada, over the past daf or so, and now we get back to what the Mishnah had said. The Mishnah had said, in the end of the Mishnah from yesterday's daf, Ha'omer, if somebody says, blind me, cut me, break my leg, so the person is going to be chayiv, even if the person said amanas liftar. But if he says tear my clothing or break my property, so then he's going to be chayiv. And if he says amanas liftar, so then he could create a betur. So ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Amalei Rav Asi Barchama Larava Maishna Reisha Umaishna Seifa. The Gemara in the question does not think there's anything fundamentally different between bodily damage and harming one's assets. So what's the difference? Why in the first case, even if you make a tanai, it doesn't work. The guy's still chayef. Mashen Kane here. Amalei Reisha. So the Rava answers, or Rav answers, Levishein Adam Mochel Rasha Evarim. A person can't be mochel on their physical limbs. They can be mochel on money. You can't be mochel on body parts. And even if, the Rashba says, even if you said it, even if you say pater, you'll be pater anyway, we don't listen to him. We don't trust him. Afal bisha amar lo amanaz liftar, mitoch tsa'aro o ka'aso amar kein, velo bigmar das. Right, he doesn't have full gemiras das. Right, even though, right, you might say dvarim shebelev. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So, Dvarim Shebelev, so we should say that he's going to be putter here. He said, you can be putter. No, this would probably be called Dvarim Shebelev, or Belev Kal Adam, and therefore, a person is not allowed to do this, and if he does it, it is not effective. Remaining fundamental difference between money and body parts. Omar Lay says the Gemara, 1 minute. So therefore, anything to do with body parts, you can't make a Tanai. Omar Lay v'chiyada mochal tsaro. But we have a Brisa that says a person can be mochal on his pain. Titani, hikani, batani. Amanaz liftar pater. But regarding pain, so isn't that similar to body parts? So ishtik doesn't say anything. Obviously, it's us to do this. But the question is whether you will have a financial liability afterwards. All of these are usur. Wounding somebody is usur. Destroying something can be bal tashchis. That's not what the Gemara is talking about here. The Gemara is talking about the financial responsibility after it's done. That's the question. Right, as we said, those two don't always go together. The grama b'nizakin is putter. But it still might be usur to do, to damage somebody indirectly. But it's still usur. And then sometimes there are cases where there's a chiyuv without an isur, if I lend money. So then somebody owes me money, there's no isur being done. Right, the two ideas of monetary obligation and isur, yaradeya and choshen mishpat, those two don't always go together. So here, for sure, yaradeya is usur. The question is there chiyuv and choshen mishpat? So he asks here in the Gemara, how could you say that a person can be mochel on Rashi Yivarim? You see from the Braisa that it can be mochel on his sar, ishtik, he didn't give an answer. Omar midi shami l'chabaha, well, you tell me, do you have an answer? Omar le, hafiyam Rav Sheshes, yeah, I heard in the name of Rav Sheshes that blinding a person or something like that is worse. Mishum pigam mishpacha. Because it's pigam mishpacha, it's worse to be able to have that as one of one's family members, that's embarrassing to the whole family, and that's why he cannot be mochel in that case. Fundamentally, maybe you can be mochel, right? That's what the Rav Sheshes is saying. But if where it affects the whole family, that's where one cannot be mochel. Itmar, Rav Oshi Amar Mishum Pekam Mishpacha also. Rava Amar Mishum Shein Adam Mochel Al Rashi Ivarim Shalom. Right, so Rava says, no, a person can't be going back on the other case. Maybe there's a difference between pain and cutting off a finger or blinding something. Maybe there's a difference between those two. Second answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, final answer. Rabbi Yochanan says, and Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yochanan, a person can be mochel on anything. Person can be mochel on anything. We're just not understanding the Mishnahs and the Braises correctly. Some of the statements weren't statements, but they were sarcastic, rhetorical questions. Really can be mochel on everything, and there's nothing fundamentally different, according to Rabbi Yochanan, between Mazik and Potseya, between Mazik and Chovel. But Yeshehen Shehu Kalav V'Yishlash Shehu Kehen. In the Mishnah, where you know why you're Chayiv in the case of the body, because the person says, "Am I going to be Pater?" And the person answered, "Pater? You think you're going to be Pater?" That's how we're supposed to understand the Mishnah, and that's why you're Chayiv in that case. The only reason it says one by Maka and one by Potseya, because that's what's common. Look at Rashi. Yeshlav Shehu Kehen. I Atma Patur. If he says it as a Timia, as a Bitmi, he's going to be Patur. Fahai Denokat Chiyuva Lagabi Maka Upotseya Upatur Lagabi Mamona. So why does it split it like that if really there's nothing fundamentally different? Orche de Milsa Nokat. It's just common. To Machalinish Mamoni Tfemi Gufe. A person will be more mochal on their money than on their body. That's the most probable, like we know in Kriya Shema. B'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha. Most people are more makbid on their nefesh than on their mammon, even though there might be a few others, like the Gemara says at the end of Brachas. But anyway, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So the cases of the Mishnah should be understood as sarcastic. Tani na mihachi, the Braisa also says, hikani psa'ani, hit me, wound me. And the guy says, amanas liftar, am I going to be pater? V'amarlo, hein? And he says, hein? Well, it depends how he says hein. Yesh, hare, yesh, hein, shu, kalav. There is a hein that's like a lav if he says it as a tamiya. Yes, you think so? Meaning no. Kares, ksusi, almanas, liftar, rip my clothing. Akabi pater, v'amalo, lav. So, hare, lav, shu, kain. That's a lav, that's kain. Where he says, are you going to be pater? And he says it in a way that he will be pater. So it all depends how it's said. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, no fundamental difference. Viter. Shaber is kadi karas ksusi chayiv. The Mishnah continued that if somebody says, break my items, chayiv. Meaning, if he doesn't say almanas liftar, there's an automatic chayiv. There's no automatic ptur. Veraminhi, but there's a brisa that seems to say there is an automatic ptur. Lishmar. You only have responsibility to guard things if it was given over to you to guard. Velola abed. If it was given over to you to break, you don't have any responsibility. Lishmar v'lola kroa, only if it was given over to you to guard and not to rip. Lishmar v'lola chalek laniim, only where it's given over to you to guard and not to give out to others. But if it's given over to you in all these cases to destroy, you're automatically patur. Kasha, our Mishnah says there's no automatic patur, right? It's only if you say amanas. Amar afuna lo kasha. No kasha. Hada asiliyade, hada lo asiliyade. It depends if he has it in his hand. If it comes into his hand, and then he has it, and then the person says amanas, then he's still going to be chayiv. Right? If he didn't get it yet, and then he makes the condition, so that's where a pater. Amale, meaning before you can give authority before he gets it. Amale Rava, lishmar das liyadi mashma. Rava says, I'm sorry, amale Rava. Lishmar das liyadi mashma. Lishmar sounds like he's already has it. But now we're saying the brisa means lishmar before he gets it. So elam Rava, tinker the answer a little bit. He has it in both places. The question is, did you make the tznai as he's giving it over? If he gets it as a shomer, and then afterwards there is an exemption, it's got to be explicit. It's got to be almanas liftar. If he gets it as bataras kriya, so then fine. Then there's going to be an automatic tour. How arnica the stucka da asila pumpadisa? There was a stucka box that came to pumpadisa. Afkada Rav Yosef gabehu gafa. Rav Yosef gave it to a certain person to hold for a little while. Pashaba, and the person was negligent, which led to asuganvi ganvuha ganovim came. Chivei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was mechayevin. He said he should be chayev. Amar le'abaya v'atani lishbarvlo lechayek laniyim. What do you mean? But here it was going to go to the aniyim, and therefore it's what we would call mamon she'ein lo tovim. So, how could a person be chayiv? Omar le, anya de pumpadisa, make its kayitz lehuva lishmarhu. He said, no. The anima pumpadisa get a specific amount. So each one is mamon she'ish lo tovim. And it's as if it was given lishmar. It's as if this person is guarding it for the anim. And therefore, in that case, chayiv. The Chashuki Chemet has a similar, case here, where he says, Maisa Shahaya, there was a story about a Gabite Staka that collected money for Matanus Lev Yonim, and he had it in his house, and he went to hear the Megillah. So he put it in his house where he keeps all of the rest of his money, and he went to hear the Megillah, and the Ganavim Lechora knew about this, knew he was the Gabai, they went in, and they stole it all. Does he have to pay? So, says Rav Zilberstein, Mistame, he's a Pashas, he's a Shomer Chinam, But yitachein, it could be shebepurim kisheyadua lakol shehu gavait staka v'yesh biyado schum rav. Purim is a day that everybody has a lot of money out, and they know he's the gavait staka. Maybe haya asher lo lahasher es hakesef ba'aron. Maybe it was asher for him to leave it in the normal aron. Lomroch esham machzak gamas kaspo aprati. Even if he keeps his own stuff there, maybe it's not good enough. Quotes our Gemara, I below the chalik laniim. Our Gemara says you're pater, but he says I'm not sure. I'm not sure because here maybe did the aniyim get a specific amount? Did they get a certain percentage? Or is it mamon she'in lo tovim? So then you would be putter. But then he says maybe it's different. It depends whether this is a hired or a chosen gabai or not. The Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes, says that if a gabai is chosen, then the person is, it's a very mechubad spot. So maybe that would make him have a higher level of responsibility. But if he's just doing it voluntarily and nobody else wants to do it, so he does that at the goodness of his heart, so maybe we would say, if we make him pay mimni velo avdi, like we have takanis by apotropis, like we have takanis by other contexts, right? Maybe that would be a reason liftaroto. Okay, either way, a similar idea given as the case here at the end of Achovel. Hadron, Allah, Achovel. And now we get into Rabosai, the last two prakim of Maseches Baba Kama, the two Hagozels. So we've discussed Nizkei Mamon, six prakim. We discussed Geneva, seventh parak. We discussed Chavala, eighth parak. Now we're into Hagozels, the ninth and the tenth parak. So here we go. Hagozel, Eitzim, Vasan, Kalim, Semer, Vasan, Begadim. So if somebody steals Gazel, we discussed before, Dafayin Tes, the difference between Geneva and Gazela, at length. We'll get back to that. But if somebody steals wood, Vasan Kalim, and makes the wood into a chair, Semer Vasan Begadim, takes wool and makes it into a beged, Mishalim Kishas Akzela, he pays Kishas Akzela. Why? This is the principle we had in the seventh parak. Shinui kone. If a gazlan is kone b'shinui, there are many rayas that a gazlan is kone b'shinui. As we had earlier, we had the psukim, we had the mishnah, tanina rasha gazal kein shagazal yachzir, and lav kein shagazal lo yachzir. You have to pay. There's a chi of damim. But once the item is changed, so then mishalim kishas akzela. Continue. We noted then that there are different types of shinuyim. There are shinui maisa, like here, he does a maisa, or there are shinuyim d'memela. Let's continue. Gaza paramu baris v'yolda, if somebody steals a pregnant cow, and then the cow is a baby. Rachel tu'una v'gzaza, or a laden Rachel, and then you sheared it. Mishalim, t'mei paro medesley laden, v'tmei rachel medesley gazes. So the gazlan has to pay for the para and the rachel before the shinui occurred. Right, that's what has to, because he's not going to pay for the part without it. There is though, a double machlokas here. Well, let's just read the next, let's stop here for a second. A double machlokas here. Number one, you have to give a paraho medesle laid. So, do you have to give back the para plus, or do you just give back, money? That's a question here. First machlokas relates to the cow. So he has to make up the difference. Paraho medesle laid. Now you have a cow that's not pregnant anymore. Was there a shinui legabe the cow? Fine, he has to give back extra money. But what about the cow itself plus? Do you pay a cow plus the money of the feeders, or you just give back money totally? So if you look in the Nemuki Yosef, he assumes, based on Rashi and other, he showed him, they have to give back the cow plus the difference. The cow plus the difference. Vagam Rashi Zalachi Pirisha Dafka Havlad Vahagiza Kani Bishinui Umishali Masha Hayu Demehem Vihaotef Sheshava Achshav Yoser Hushalo. But you give back the item, and the Rush says no. The Rush says no, you just give back total money. There was a shinui legabe, even the cow itself, number one. But then you have the other machlokas, which many achronim discussed, and that's the other point in the Rush. The Rush here says, even though the words of the Mishnah say, you have to pay a cow about to have a baby, and a rachel about to be sheared, really what the Mishnah means is that you pay kishas hagzela. All the difference, you don't go by the moment right before it has a baby. You go by Shasa Gzela, not right before it. And Bali Tosfis, Achronim assume, hold otherwise. No! You go by, take the Mishnah literally, right before the baby is born. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? Well, let's see the Lashon of the Rush. So the Rush here, the Rush is crucial on this ninth parak here in Baba Kama, says the Rush, V'gam Nireh. Again, it's his own opinion. V'gam nira, af agav de ka'amar, d'mei parho medes leleid, v'd'mei rachal tuno medes legazes, d'mashma, d'shamin apara, kama isa shave rega echad kodem leleidasa. The harachal samach legizasa, that you check right beforehand, v'hachi havi mistaver, and it makes sense, and it would be similar to Tav Rav Shasya, he quotes the Gemara we have back on Dav Samachay. So, Tavashas, if you break it, it's Mishalim Kishas, right at the later point, but he says, no. Miyu ain't a Mishalim, and like Moshe, Yishavin Bishas HaGzela. To call Hecha, to Kana Guf HaGzela Bishinui, the Eno Machayev Lishalim El Adamim, Chazra Hashuma Lishas HaGzela. Right, Nafkamina. What if it appreciated in the interim? That goes according to the Rush, that goes to the Goslin. That doesn't go to the Nigzal. What's this Machlok is about? What's the issue? So explain all the Achronim. Explains the Granat here in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, explains where the Rishima Shiurim of Salvechik goes back to the Hakira that we mentioned back in the seventh parak. And that is Shinui Kona. So Shinui is Kona, Yeush is Kona, there are many Kinyanim. Shinui is Kona, what does that mean that Shinui is Kona? Does that mean literally Shinui is Kona? The Shinui itself is a Kinyan, just like there are other Kinyanim. The moment of the Shinui, that is a Kinyan. Then you might be Mechalek between a Shinui Maisa, Shinui Dememela, because this is an actual Kinyan. And that's maybe what Bali Tosfos say. If it's a Kinyan, then it makes sense that you go by that moment. At that moment is the switch of a Rishus. Or no. The other way that we mentioned back in the seventh parak was Shinui is not Kona anything. How could a Shinui be Kona? It's not listed in the Dark Yah Kinyanim. Really, the Ganef is Kona, or the Goslin is Kona at the moment that he steals it. Right away, he has Kinyanim. As we had, there are many Rayas. But the problem is there's a Chi of Hashava. There's a Chi of Hashava that has to return it. He's Kona it, but there's counter pressure that because this item is still identified as also belonging to the earlier person, rather Nigzal, Zelafishena Shalova, Zelafishena Bershuso, so therefore there's a Chi of Hashava. Shinui Kona means that removes the Chi of Hashava. This is a different item, and then Memela, there is no Chi of Hashava. The Iker is that it's a different item. Right, that's what Tosfos said, if you remember, back on Daf Samach Chayim Abeis, in the context of Esnan. Right, how can you compare Geneva to Esnan? So, Tosfos said, the Ein Zeh Oso Shebaliyada, but Torah's Esnan. It's not the same item. Not the same item, and that's why it's different. So it just removes the Chi of Hashava. If that's true, then really the Kinyan is Mishas HaGzela, and maybe that's what the Rush holds here in our Mishnah. Again, important machlokas, which we will have to come back to. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry, I mean the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Gozal para venis abra et slo viyolta. What if a goslin steals a cow and it became pregnant in the Rishus of the goslin and had a baby? Rachel v'nitana etzlo v'gazza. Mishalam k'shas ha'gzela. That's for sure k'shas ha'gzela, because everything happened, all the appreciation, is in the Rishus of the goslin. Zeh ha'klal. Kol ha'gazlanim mishalman k'shas ha'gzela. That's the rule. Kol ha'gazlanim always pay k'shas ha'gzela. We'll have to see more of that in the Gemara. Amri eitzim asan kelim in shifamo. The Mishnah says that if you make wood into a kli, that's called a shinui. But if you had just smoothed out the wood, shifan, lo, that would not be called a shinui, sounds like. Samar vasan begadim in Libnan lo. If you made wool into a beged, that's a shinui. But if you just whitened the wool, that would not be a shinui. But for a mini, but we learned in the following brisa that even that is a shinui. Gazal eitzim v'shifan. Avanim v'sitatan. Samar v'libnan. Pishdan v'nikuhu, mishalim k'shas ha'gzela. Right, that's already a shinui. So why does our Mishnah not consider those a shinui? Two answers. Number one, Amar Abaya tana didan k'tani shinui d'rabanan d'hadra. Our Mishnah is saying an even bigger chiddush. Even a shinui d'rabanan, which could be undone. The case is where the eitzin that you use did not have to have anything done to them in order to make them into a kli. As we'll see soon, as an example. The kol shekein shini daraisa, surely a shini daraisa. Eitzim vasan kelim, what is that talking about? Be'eitzim mishupin. It's already smoothed out pieces that could just be like snapped into a kli. Umayin unisarim boards to shinui da hadele b'yasahu. Dibay mishlaf lahu. It's a shinui that could be undone. You could loosen it and undo it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, even the shini d'rabanans that are chosel b'yasahu. also work as a shinui. Samar vasan begadim, what do you have that? But samar tavui, it's already woven wool into threads. The shinui dahad lebriyasahu, also that, if you make that into a beged, it can be undone. Di boi sasale, you can undo the whole thing. The kol shekein shinui daraisa, and surely a shinui daraisa, which cannot be undone, would be called a shinui. V'tana bra, but the braisa holds shinui daraisa k'tani, shinui darabanan lo k'tani. The braisa is just mentioning shinui daraisas and not shinui darabanans. One answer given. Period. Rav Ashi amar, tana didanami. There's what to say there, but let's just get the two answers. Tana didanami shini daraisa k'tani. No, our Mishnah is also talking about a shini daraisa, where it cannot be undone. But what is it? Eitzim vasan kelim buchni. Dainu shifan. When it says eitzim vasan kelim, it means the exact same case as the braisa, where you smoothed it. You have a pestle. You take a board and you smooth it. Now it can be used as something to chop and to grind with. Samar vasan begad denamti. You're talking about a piece of material, a felt material. Dahainu shinui dilo hader. Two different answers given to that, and again, sometimes to be undone to get the kli back. It's an amazing thought that, remember, I heard it once. Shame that someone, I don't remember who, but the Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Asar Ruge Malcha, Zu Tara Bezu Schara, right? This is the Schar for the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't keep quiet, I'm gonna make the world back to Tohu Vavohu. Very scary line. When we read it, we have to like shake. Like, what the Malachim are asking? Hashem says, no, Tohu Vavohu! So, an idea is that there was a mashal. There was a tailor that was going to make a suit for a king. The king gave the tailor all the material, and the tailor makes the beautiful, amazing suit. And all the other tailors in the kingdom were very jealous. So after he makes the suit, he went to the king and says, "You know what? He didn't use all of your material. He hoarded some of it for himself. He only used some of it for the suit." So he confronts the tailor and says, "Is this true?" He says, "No, of course it's not true. I used everything." He says, "Prove it." He says, "How can I prove it?" He says, "The only way I can prove it is if I undo everything. I take all the threads out and show you. That's the only way you'll understand that I used every single thing perfectly, exactly as I was supposed to." So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You want to understand everything? I would have to restart the world again. Everything is connected to each other and interwoven. Every act in history is connected. I would have to go back to Tohu Vavohu." Not that he's threatening, but he's saying, if you really want to understand it, even the Malachim, you'd have to go back. But it's a Shinui Dehadar. Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it happen, like the Gemara says here. Vayter. Says the Gemara, V'libun, right in the middle. Miyave Shinui. Is cleaning, whitening really a Shinui V'ramini? But didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Chulin, by the mitzvah d'araisa of Reishis HaGeiz, giving the first shearings to the Kohen, Lo Hispik Litzno V'Hatshitzvo, what if I colored the Reishis HaGeiz before giving it to the Kohen? Putter, it's mine. I don't have to give it anymore. Livna velotzva o chayiv. But if I whitened it, I'm still chayiv. That's not called a shinui. So is whitening considered a shinui or not called a shinui? Right? Why would I be putter if I colored it? So Rashi would say that's kinyan geneva. Kinyan geneva. You stole it, basically. That's a shinui by coloring it. It's a kinyan. If you look in the Briska Rav, on the Elchas Gzela, in this Sefer al Rambam, he says, well, it's at least not the same item. And the mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz is give through Reishis HaGeiz. This is no longer Reishis HaGeiz. This is something else. Not dafka because of kinyan gzela. It's just a changed item. Again, the two parallel ways of looking at shini kone, also here. So, how do you answer the stira? Is libun a shinui or not? Amar Rabbi Elokasha, ha Rabbi Shimon ha Rabbanan. Maybe there's a machlokas tano and detanya. Gzazo tva ova argo. If I took some of the gaze and sheared it, sewed it, or wove it before I took off more from the sheep in order to have enough to give, a mitzarev, it's not mitzarev. Because once you did these things, it's not connected to the new shearings. Libno, if I whitened it, Rabbi Shimon over ein mitzarev, acham over mitzarev. So maybe it's a machlokas tano, whether libun is a shinui. Rava Amar, second answer, Hava Rabbi Shimon, Velokasha, Hadenafse, Nefutse, Hadesarki Siruke. Maybe the difference is what type of whitening was it? Did you do it by hand? Did you like get out the knots and comb it by hand or with it, which is not such a shinui? Or did you use a serious brush? Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin Amar, Hadachavre Chavre, Hadachavre Kavruye. Was it a simple washing? Or was it Kavre Kavruye was like with bleach, with something more serious? So different levels in quantity. Period. Says the Gemara Hashta Yesh Lomar. Sevalu Rabbi Shimon Lo Ave Shinui. We've just said, we're going to say, in a brice in a minute, that Rabbi Shimon holds that coloring is not a shinui. Libun Have Shinui. Libun is, as we just had in this brisa that we just quoted in the Mishnah, Titania. The brisa says, Gazaz Rishon, Rishon Mitzvah, if I shear one by one and dye each one, Rishon, Rishon Mitzvah, Rishon, Rishon Va'argo, in Mistarif. Because each one is now a new item, it's not mitztarif to the next shearings. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, tzva'o mitztarif. If you color it, it's still mitztarif, it's not called a shinui. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that whitening is a shinui, while coloring is not a shinui? Amar Abaya, lo kasha, ha, Rabban Ali with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda, Libra the Shimon. Okay, one answer is that. It's two different later tanoim. In the day of Rabbi Shimon. Rava Amar, second answer, Lo'olam lo pligi Rabban Alei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Really, there's no chilek between the two Rabbi Shimons. Vishani Tseva, really, the coloring is less of a shinui than whitening. Yes. Hov yachol avira idei tzafun. You can remove the dye with a certain type of soap. If you clean something, you can't go back in time. If you make it dirty again, that's something new. That's not going back. But if you color something, you could remove the color, and that's why it's less of a shinui. Fiktini tani hasam. Lo hispik lidna lo at sitzvo patr, the mission that says coloring is a shinui. Vukimna kedevri akol. But kalila de lo avar. That's a type of ink and dye that is not able to be undone. Either way, that is the beginning of Hagozel. Hagozel 8, and we start off getting into the issues of shinui, which will come up at length. And again, these dafim are also jam-packed, as we will see over the next couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.